Pascal, the wife of the head pujari, she also does the yagyas.
I haven't seen too many ladies doing yagyas, but there they do, and some apparently have some historical references. So we won't get into a big discussion about that topic here, but potentially it's possible. They have the mantras to enable them to be able to do that, perform samskaras. In Bangladesh, there's a place called Sandeep, Hatia Deep, right? Hatia, Hatia, you call it Hatia Deep or something?
Yes.
Sandeep Deep, Arta, I've seen it. Arta, right?
Hatia.
Hatia, yeah. So one of those islands, they told me that there's so few, that all the Brahmins left, all the Kshatriyas left, all the Vaishyas left. But there was a caste Sudra. He was a carpenter with his own Gotra coming in the Sudra line. So he was the one asked to do the wedding ceremonies. So he was the highest in the Varnashram system that they had. So some emergencies, even such things. But no, apparently there's a whole reference about one of the lady rishis, she was doing yagya and someone protested about it, but I don't want to go into all that right now. So there's some references for that. So then this taking of second initiation also means then you're considered more mature. After first initiation, one may still make few mistakes. They're considered just newly born, newborn babies, sometimes trip up a few times, make a little mess in their diapers and things like that. But if you're 12 years old and you sit on your mother's lap and make a mess in the... that's not right. Maybe young, but you should not have that kind of problem. So taking this second initiation means, you know, one goes on the fast track. He helps to control your mind, helps you to come, brings you closer to the Guru, but also you're more responsible. Every morning when we do Tulsi Puja, can you translate? A little bit. So this one right next to you, she's, yeah. So anyway, back to this. So, we sing Yani chani cha papani brahmahatya adhikani cha. So brahmahatya, if you kill a brahmana, that's worse than killing an ordinary person, not someone else, non-brahman. Says if you're a brahmana, for instance, if someone takes second initiation, they commit suicide, they don't just become a ghost, they become like a brahma rakshasa. Because they've given their body to Krishna, the Guru, for service. If they take it, it's a very big aparat. I don't know, it's a category of demonic personality, which we don't really want to know too much about. They eat Brahmins for breakfast or something. You know, so they're rakshasas, they're heavy duty. So like that, it's a little more serious, a lot more serious, but this way you can also make a lot more advancement. But just so you know that it's a more serious commitment. You also have to chant 7 mantras, 10 times each, 3 times a day. That means 7 times 10, you got any math stars here? 7 times 10 is how much? 70. Wow. And 70 times 3?
210.
So 210 extra mantras a day. 210 mantras per dia. Mass extra, yeah. Dusa das Besi mantras. Jap korte hobe. So you're ready to take that extra responsibility? Some of the mantras are short. Don't want to make it all scare you too much, but 3-word mantras. Some are long. This is your last chance if you want to escape. Somebody want to pull out? Anyway, everyone's witness that they have the option. So, like this, we're taking spiritual blessings, and we step forward, become a little more serious, more committed in our spiritual life, that also Krishna reciprocates with us. He also gives us more blessings. Also, we're in a spiritual family, ISKCON's a family under Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet and Krishna's lotus feet, Lord Chaitanya Gaurinitya's lotus feet. Also, we get help from senior Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, from our temple managers, hopefully, from the spiritual uncles and aunties and so on, Siksha Gurus, to help us to get back to Krishna in this lifetime. But directly, our responsibility for the disciple stops with the guru. Heard Bhakti Churumaraj charges people $100 if their mobile phone goes off in the temple. Like this, he pays for his airplane tickets. You want to start that? You can collect it on my behalf. They're 10 years off first. Raise the $10 commission or what?
I have a
service. Oh. Somebody better check their mobile phones. It's silent mode or off or something. So like that, where was they? No. See, these mobile phones are kind of big disturbance. By taking shelter of Krishna, so spiritual master has this responsibility. Sometimes the disciples have some difficulty, then you can try to solve it with other local association, but if nothing works, don't neglect to tell your spiritual master and try to get some help from him, because ultimately he's taking this responsibility to help you. Sometimes they say, well, I don't want to bother my guru, he's very busy, but that's what he's busy with, dealing with all these issues, helping devotees when they're in difficulty. In some case, not only disciples, but other members of the family. So this is some of the things we're meditating on. There's a lot more. So we have here, so the first step, aspiring, what we do is just take them a blessing. They come with flowers, and they say that a guru pranam and Prabhupada pranam and offer obeisances, offer obeisances to Prabhupada, offer flowers, then they get, everybody gives them a blessing. So I don't know if everybody showed up here. We have here on the list Rukmini, is she here?
Yes.
No, the first aspiring.
No, she's not.
Partha Sarathi.
Yeah, Partha Sarathi.
Devaki, Vish, Viro Sundari, Vrinda, what's this, Darpa Hari? Anyone else that we left off? I got Parthasarathi. Anybody else we left off? You're Darpa Hari?
That's Partha, Darpa, and Vrinda are expired.
No, you're for shelter? Shelter.
Shelter. Then those two are shelter.
Rina is for shelter.
Shelter.
So they wait, they're the next step. So those that are here for aspiring, they can stand up.
Yes.
Give them some flowers. Come over here. Hamsay. Hi, Bob. Priest. Have them chant responsibly Umangana and Prabhupada's pranam.
Om Bhagana Nirandhaisa
Prabhupada.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Vivekamine Namaste Namaste
Pushpanjali.
Give
him a big blessing. Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Go and offer obeisance to Prabhupada. We have two more. We have for now shelter. This Radha Priya and Rina Ines. Now my pronoun.
Okay.
And Prabhupada's pronoun.
Let's
give him a big blessing. Hari
Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Pronounce it proper. So now we have for the first initiation Abhijit Sen from Orlando. Come forward, pay your prostrate obeisances. Acha, they need to have their Kunti Mala put on. Also for Manju, some lady can put on her. In the end, you should have between 2 and 5 rounds of beads. I mean, looks like he's got more. No less than 2, no more than 5 for initiating the Buddha. He doesn't. Why are you giving neck beads? He's taking second initiation.
I didn't give.
He wants to do neck beads. It's okay, but it's not part of the ceremony. You know English? What are the four principles you'll avoid breaking for your whole life?
No gambling, no meat eating, no illicit sex, and no intoxication.
No meat, fish, egg, onion, and garlic. Someplace South America, they also say shrimp. Got a big bead bag. How many rounds are you going to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra?
At least 16 rounds.
Try to avoid those 10 offenses you heard. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You're committed to pleasing Prabhupada and helping me fulfill his mission. Abhijit. We're going to give you a name with Abhi. One of the associates of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, who was one of the 12 cowherd boys from Vrindavan, was in Nityananda Leela, Chaitanya Leela. So your name is pretty easy to understand, means the life and soul of that devotee who would be Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya. So your name is Abhiram, Pran, Das. Abhisan again, and your Prabhupada. Anyone wants? Anybody here from Orlando want to speak about him?
Abhiram, Pran, Das, most recent way he helped serve Srila Prabhupada is by helping us to have a graduate at the Republic of Orlando last April.
Wow.
Tremendously collecting money.
Jai. We have Manju Kundu from Washington, D.C. Her children are here. You know English? What are the four regular principles you'll avoid breaking your whole life? Alcohol and intoxication. And you're committed to chanting how many rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra per day as a minimum? Committed to pleasing Prabhupada and helping me fulfill Prabhupada's mission. Her son and daughter also chanting Hare Krishna. Nice devotees. Preparing to get initiation sometime in the future. Anybody here from Washington like to say something?
Well, in Washington we have a lot of devotional people. I've been serving Gonda Temple since 1989. Since my sister and I were little kids. What else? All thanks to my mom.
Anyone else from Washington? You're the only one, so. You know her, okay.
And she was actually very emotional, and that she was when she was here in Assam for the 6 months we were this year. That time she used to come. Last year also she came in the service festival and did a lot of services. She is service mode and also devotion.
Her profession also is she's a nurse. Taking care of people. Now she can be a spiritual nurse, and we'll make her a spiritual doctor also. So, your spiritual name is self-explanatory. Your name is Maharani Rukmini Devi Dasi. Prabhupada Pranam. We have an interesting situation here where some let's give a big blessing to the two that took Harinam. Haribo! Haribo! Now we have the seven candidates for a second. Mahaguna.
Yes.
Who are the ones that are fully approved? Okay, we have here Anuradha Krishna Priya Radha Nandini and Nava Kishori. These four have completed all their tests and everything. The three here, Saldi Radha, Prasanatma Gauranga, and Sugopi Priya, have passed all the practical, got their recommendation, everything, but somehow they didn't come prepared, didn't finish their philosophical exam. So they're going to finish their exam. If they pass it, I'll give them the mantra. If they don't, they had a nice sorry idea next time. So they all need your blessings. I'm sure they'll all pass it. So anyway. They're taking the second initiated candidates to come and offer their obeisances, and you can give them all a blessing that they'll all be successful in their spiritual life. Let's give them the Gaur Nitai blessing. Taking the mantra, the reconfirmation of the first initiation vow, it doesn't need to be reconfirmed, but it is a type of reconfirmation, and I'll give the mantras after. Okay, we're ready for the fire now. He's inviting a fire to come. There's about 18 different kinds of spiritual fires that accept offerings on behalf of Vishnu. These flames are considered the mouth of Vishnu. We're offering the grains into the mouth of Vishnu with the words Swaha. The second syllable should be higher than the first. Swaha. Try it once. Swaha. 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 When we offer the grains, we take our thumb and two middle fingers. You all move a little closer, but don't put your back to the deities. And you put the grains into the fire. Whatever falls in that square is a goal, it's a point, it's a spiritual offering. Whatever falls out, non-devotional entities take it for themselves. So you want most of everything as far as possible to go inside that square. When you offer, what you want to do is open your hand. You throw in the fire and you open your hand. You don't show your fingernails to the fire. When you say Swaha, then you open your hand. You can do overhand or underhand, that way, either way. Now this Vaishnava Agni has been installed, he's worshipping the spiritual fire. You want me to chant the mantras? You want to chant?
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Jagat Hitaya,